哎，主日平安
，Peace every day。
我们应该说复活节快乐
，We should say Happy Easter。
很高兴能够和大家一起来庆祝这个在历史上应该是最不可思议的一个事件，就是耶稣基督的复活。
It's a wonderful moment that we celebrate together one of the most unbelievable events in the history。
有人说，有些基督徒一年只来教会两次。
Some would say that certain Christians will come to church twice a year.
一次是复活节，一次是圣诞节。
One for Christmas, and the second time is Easter.
如果说你一年只能来一次的话
，If you can only come to church once,
请大家听清楚啊，牧师没有鼓励你一年只来一次啊。
Now just listen carefully. I'm not encouraging to come just once.
我意思是说，如果你一年只能来一次的话，我相信复活节的重要性是大过圣诞节。
What I'm saying is that if you can only come to church once, I believe Easter has is more meaningful than Christmas.
因为我们今天来到这里，我们是为着要来纪念、来庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
Because we come today to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以我们常常会在复活节的主日崇拜当中，我们会不断的传讲耶稣基督复活的这些圣经上面的故事。
So when we come days like today, we will usually talk about the story of Jesus' resurrection.
但是因为复活节的故事，我们可能听了很多遍。
Well, yet maybe we have heard it so many times.
也非常的熟悉
，and we know all the details。
所以有时候会因为听得太多遍太熟悉，以至于会感觉上会变成流于一种形式。
So sometimes we felt like this is a routine ritual because we heard it so many times。
也就是说，你就知道牧师要念哪些经文，然后牧师念完这些经文要讲哪些的事情。
You can sort of guess what the pastor will talk about and which passages or verses in Bible he'll use。
所以，我盼望今天我们能够真正的去感受这个复活，耶稣基督复活那里面那。带出来那个澎湃的力量。
And yet today, I really hope that you will feel the power of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
因此呢，我想带大家来从一个不同的经文来一起来思想这个复活的意义。
So today, I will lead you go through his resurrection from a different verse.
也就是我们会从《使徒行传》第二十六章的一个场景当中，我们来看复活的意义是什么。
So we'll look at this historical event through Acts, one chapter in Acts that described this event.
如果我们看到《使徒行传》第二十六章的话，我们会看到《使徒行传》二十六章主要是保罗在亚基帕王面前分述。就是他为他自己辩论辩护的一段的经文。
So Acts 26 recorded Paul's defense in front of King Agrippa.
所以他正在接受审判，然后他用他自己亲身的经历，一个生命全然被翻转的一个经历，来告诉亚基帕王他为什么相信耶稣。
He was on trial. He was.Bringing into the court where King Agrippa was hearing, but he used his own experience and telling him why he became a Christian.
所以我们就要从保罗的这个为自己的身边的这一段的见证，我们一起来思想复活的耶稣复活的基督对保罗的意义以及对我们的意义。
So we'll see from today's message that how this resurrected Jesus changed Paul's life and how that will change your life.
好，因为这段经文很重要，所以我们先从先念中文的念一遍，然后我们再念英文的念一遍。
This passage is very important, so we'll read it twice, once in Chinese, Mandarin, and the other in English.
好，我们一起来念《使徒行传》的二十六章，四到十八节。我们先从中文一起来，我们一起来。我从起初在本国的民中，并在耶路撒冷， 自幼为人如何，犹太人都知道。他们若肯作见证，就晓得我从起初是按着我们教中最严谨的教门做了法利赛人。现在我站在这里受审，是因为指望神向我们祖宗所应许的，这应许我们十二个支派昼夜切切地侍奉神，都指望得着。王啊，我被犹太人控告，就是因这指望。神叫死人复活，你们为什么看不可信？从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名，我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了。既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案。在各会堂，我屡次用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们，直到外邦的诚意。那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令，往大马士革去。王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见天发光，从日头还亮，四面照着我并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。我说：主啊，你是谁？主说：我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼得从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切神圣的人同得基业。好，我们念英文。
So let's read Acts 26 in English. My manner of life from my youth, spent from the beginning among my own nation and in Jerusalem, is known by all the Jews. They have known for a long time, if they are waiting to testify, that according to the strictest party of our league, I have lived as a Pharisee.And now I stand here on trial, because my hope in the promise made by God to our fathers, to which our 12 tribes hope to attain, as they earnestly worship night and day. And for this hope, I am accused by Jews, O King. Why is it thought incredible by any of you that God raises the dead?I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things in opposing the name of Jesus of Lazarus, and I did so in Jerusalem. I not only locked down many of the saints in prison after receiving authority from the chief priests, but when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them.And have punished them too often in all the synagogues and tried to make them blaspheme. And in raging fury against them, I persecuted them even in foreign cities. In this connection, I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission of the Jews. At midday, O King, I saw on the way a light from heaven.Brighter than the sun, and shone out, and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said,I am Jesus, who you are persecuting. But rise and stand upon your feet, For I appointed you for this purpose, to appoint you as servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me, and to those with which I appear to you, in delivering you from your enemies and from to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
好，我们念完了这一段保罗的他的一个见证。
So now we see Paul's own testimony.
首先我们来认识一下保罗他自己介绍他是一个什么样子的人。
Let's look at Paul from his own point of view.
从他的这个自我介绍当中，我们可以知道他是一个很角色，是一个非常严厉的人。
From his self-introduction, we can see that he was very strict on himself.
也就是说，他是一个，我们可以说他是一个宗教狂热分子。照他自己的话说，他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
He was very zealous in his religion. According to himself, he's a Pharisee of Pharisees.
也就是说，如果法利赛人是当时所谓最虔诚的这些宗教人士的话，那他是在最虔诚的人当中最虔诚的。
Well, if you say those Pharisees are the most religious people those days, and Paul will be the most religious among those Pharisees.
那他所谓的虔诚或者虔诚中的最虔诚，他是建立在他去迫害基督徒，然后他认为他是在为神做大事的这样一个基础上。
And yet, his zealous, zeal is rests upon his understanding of God and what Christians did.
然后我们会发觉到说，当保罗信主之后，在回看他过去这一段日子的时候，他会发觉到说，他好像就是在黑暗中的一个瞎眼的人一样。
And yet, when Paul reflected his experience during that time when he didn't know God, it seems that he was blind in darkness.
他完全被他自己那一套自以为是的正义，或者他自己对律法的理解，把他的心眼给弄瞎了。
And he was blinded by his own understanding of the law and by his own self-righteousness.
所以他根本看不清楚神对他的一个带领，也看不清楚神在当时的一个心意是什么。
He didn't really understand what God's guidance to him was and what God meant for him to do.
所以他觉得他自己是活在黑暗里当中的一个瞎眼的人。
And so he sees himself as someone, a blind living in darkness.
关键在哪里呢？
Where is the key?
关键就在于说他不认识耶稣。
The key is that he didn't know Jesus.
我们有没有类似像保罗这样一个情况发生在我们身上
？So do we have any experience similar to Paul's?
我们自以为是的强把我们自己所定的一些的标准、一些的期望强加在我们身旁人的身上。
Well, have you ever imposed our hope, our thought to people, to other people that we think that what we're doing is right.
然后要对方照着我们的方式、我们的想法、我们的标准去做事、去生活。
So we're asking other people to live the way that we think is right.
然后我们这么做，我们觉得我们是在对他好。
And we did this because we thought this is good to them.
但实际上我们的这样一个做法实际上是在迫害他。
And yet, what we were doing, we're persecuting this person.
我们被我们自以为是给遮蔽住了，我们却还以为我们是在做对的事。
And we are blinded by our self-righteousness, yet we thought we are doing the right thing.
有些人可能穷其一辈子都是活在这样自以为是的眼瞎当中。
And there are such people who live their whole life in such blindness.
这样子的人，他身旁的人就会很累。
And that makes very difficult for the people around him.
然后他自己觉得他是对大家都好，然后大家都很怕他。
And yet he was thinking he was doing this for the benefit of everybody around him, but yet people around him are kind of trying to shy away from him.
保罗曾经就是这样的人。
And Paul was such kind of person.
保罗的改变在哪里？
So when did Paul change?
保罗的改变在于说他遇见了耶稣。
He changed when he encountered Jesus.
我们刚刚所念的那段经文当中，我们会发觉到说他走在大马士，去大马士，士革的路上的时候，砰一声，有一道比太阳还亮的光把保罗给击倒在地。
As we read the story in the Bible that when Paul was on the way to Damascus, and bam, there's this light that's brighter than the sun hit him.
上一次志雄长老讲到的时候，好像有提到说，有没有圣经上有没有讲到保罗有没有骑着马从马上摔下来
？Well, if you remember when Elder Joe was giving the sermon a few weeks ago, he was asking the question.Do you remember if Paul fell off the horse when he was on the way to Damascus?
所以我这次在准备信息的时候，我还特别把那个几处的经文都特别再仔细看了一下。
So I checked all those verses talking about this event.
没有马，也没有驴，也没有骆驼。
There's no horse, there's no donkey, there's no mule, nothing.
但是保罗确实他被一个光给击倒在地上。
And yet Paul was indeed fell knocked.To the ground by the light.
然后他就听到一个声音，复活耶稣的声音在向保罗说话。
And then he heard this voice, the voice of the resurrected Jesus talking to him.
耶稣在向保罗说什么
？What did Jesus say to him?
他说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我
？”He said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
所以保罗听到这个声音的时候。他第一个直觉反应就是说：“主啊，你是谁
？”So when Paul heard this, his instinct response was, "Who are you, Lord?"
然后他就听到复活的耶稣回答说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
”And then he heard a voice from the resurrected Jesus that, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting."
我们仔细的想一想，如果你是当时的保罗。
Let's think about this. If you were Paul,
你根本不相信耶稣的复活
and you never thought Jesus was real or was alive,
你认定他是一个骗子，是一个亵渎神的人
and you think he was someone who's a fraud, he blasphemed God.
所以你用尽一切的可能去迫害那些传耶稣复活的人。
You have tried all your might to persecute those who spread the gospel.
今天这个你认定的骗子、亵渎神的人、已经死掉的耶稣，竟然在向你说话。
And yet this fraud, this person who blasphemed God, and he was talking to you.
他没有指责你。
He was not scolding at you.
他没有定你的罪。
He wasn't blaming you.
他也没有把你吓到倒在地上之后就离开了。
He wasn't scared you to death.
他反而把一个一生的使命交付你要去完成。
And yet he gave you something that is a lifetime task.
所以保罗他一生彻底翻转的关键就在于他在大马士革的路上。真正的遇见的耶稣。
So the key point for Paul's life change was the on the way to Damascus when he encountered Jesus.
使他完全的转变了一个人。
So he totally changed.
从教会最大的仇敌摇身一变成了教会最伟大的宣教士。
From the greatest enemy of the church, changed to the greatest missionary of the church.
原因在哪里呢
？So what's the reason?
因为他亲身遇见了这位从死里复活的基督。
Because he experienced God who is resurrected.
所以他过去所学的律法以及解释律法的所有的这些的 书籍他都要重新的给他有一个新的诠释。
So he will have to rethink all he had learned, all the laws he had learned, and knowledge he has, to put it into new perspective.
他不只是遇见了这个复活的基督，并且认识到这个复活的基督是爱他的主。
Not only he encountered this resurrected Jesus, he also realized this Jesus loves him.
因为耶稣不只指出他的错误，并且耶稣他把他一生应当要做的一个使命清楚地交托给他。
Because not only Jesus told him what was wrong with him, he also gave him a lifetime purpose.
那个关键就在于使徒行传，我们刚才念的二十六章的十八节那边所讲到的。
So the key is in verse 18 of chapter 26 of Acts.
主耶稣对他说，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So Jesus said to him that I'm sending you to them to open their eyes to, so that they can turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and have a place among those who are sanctified by the faith in Christ.
耶稣基督在大马士革的半路上用他对待保罗的方式，让保罗的眼睛从瞎眼变成看得见，从黑暗中归向光明。他也要保罗照着这样子的方式把这位耶稣介绍给其他如同保罗一样眼瞎活在黑暗中的人。
In this unusual way that Jesus opened the eyes of Paul on his way to Damascus, in the same way Jesus asked Paul to help others to open their eyes to turn from sin to God.
这就是复活节的信息。
And this is the message of the Easter.
我们不只是知道耶稣基督复活是一个历史的事件。
So not only we know that Jesus' resurrection is a historical event.
耶稣基督的复活也是一个关乎我们个人的事件。
And this historical event also relates to each and every one of us.
耶稣基督他不只是要借着他的复活翻转我们的生命，使得我们能够出黑暗入光明，并且他要让我们把这一位复活的主介绍给其他人在黑暗中眼瞎的人。
Through his resurrection, Jesus not only turned us from darkness to light, he also gave us this mission to lead others out of darkness to light.
所以我们每一个所谓蒙恩得救的基督徒，我们不是信了主受了洗我们就走了，我们乃是信了主受了洗，我们就如同保罗一样愿意去传这个复活得胜的基督。
So for each every one of us Christians, our journey doesn't stop when we get baptized and believed in God. Our journey continues on to spread the gospel and lead others to Christ.
然后当我们遇见耶稣之后，我们的生命不再一样。
Our life changed after we encountered Christ.
我们就要把这个不一样的生命活在我们的生活当中。
And we need to live out this changed life.
今天你坐在这个地方，可能感觉自己正在生命的幽谷被黑暗给笼罩。
Now you're sitting here, maybe you feel that you are covered by darkness.
或许你内心正充满着挣扎。
Maybe you're struggled in your heart.
与怀疑、恐惧、罪恶感搏斗不休。
Maybe you are fighting with doubts, with guilt and every other challenges.
又或者你已经信主很多年，你是已经信主很多年基督徒，但是不知道什么时候开始，你心中那一份起初的火热就渐渐冷淡，而失去了热情。
And maybe you have been a Christian for many years, and the initial zeal and passion for God has gradually decreased.
然后你的信仰生活可能就变成了一种习惯，一种行礼如仪的习惯，一种只是在过场，心中好像越来越没有跟主有一个真正连结的那种习惯。
And maybe your Christian life has changed, and to an extent that is just a habit, it's a routine that you don't have that connection with the Lord anymore.
不论你今天在哪一个光景当中，我相信这位从死里复活的基督今天都正在亲自向你说话。
No matter what your situation is, I believe the resurrected Christ is talking to you today.
他要借着这个复活节的主日再次的向你宣告，我是永活的真神，我活着，我仍然活着，并且活到永永远远。
Through Easter, he's telling you that I am the living God. I am alive. I'll live forever.
我已经彻底战胜了死亡和阴间的权势。我能够翻转你的生命，就像我当年翻转保罗的生命一样。
I have overcome the power of death, and I will change your life just like I changed the life of Paul.
不论你在今天以前对基督的认识是多少
？It doesn't matter how much you know about Christianity, about Christ.
你刚信主，或是你已经信主很多年
？Whether you just became a Christian or you have become a Christian for many years.
今天这个复活的主，他都在呼召你放下你自己那自以为是的想法，离开你自己为自己设定的道路。放下你自以为是的意，然后单单的回转归向他。
And the resurrected Lord is talking to you today. He's calling you to drop your design of your life and change to the way that He guides you.
来全新的信靠他在十字架上为你成就的救赎大功。
So that you have your faith.Upon him that he what he has accomplished on the cross.
来敞开自己，领受他白白的赦免。
So open your heart to receive the grace and forgiveness he's given you.
来拥抱他那永不改变的爱。
So embrace his everlasting love.
复活绝不仅仅是一个2000年前的历史故事。
Jesus' resurrection is not a story 2000 years ago.
它是此时此刻的真实。
It's also a true reality today.
是现在就能改变你生命的大能。
It's a power that can change you today.
只要今天的圣经的话语能够进入到你的心中。
If you open your heart and let the message today into your heart.
那个照进保罗生命当中的光，今天就能够照进你的生命当中，使你从黑暗当中进入光明。
The light that shone upon Paul the other day will shine into your heart and change your life today.
因此，在这个复活节，我诚挚的邀请各位，请你敞开你的心，让复活的基督那个生命的光能够照进来。
So today, I invite everyone to open your heart so that the light of resurrected Jesus can shine into them.
让他亲自打开你属灵的眼睛，使你能够看见真理。
So he can open your eyes, you can see the truth.
让他引领你的脚步，离开黑暗的辖制，进入他奇妙的光明。
So he can guide you.Out of darkness into the wonder light that He is.
让他赐给你一个崭新的人生目的，一个被更新的生命和一个永不衰残的活泼的盼望。
May He give you a new life for purpose, a new purpose for your life, and a new hope with eternal life.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们为你那无与伦比的牺牲献上感恩。
Dear Lord, we thank you for that for your sacrifice and for your love.
主，我们也感谢你那胜过死亡复活的大能。
We thank you for the power that overcome death.
主，我们恳求你来到我们每一个人生命当中，按着我们真实的情况来遇见我们。
We ask you that to come into our life and accept who we are.
求主来打开我们属灵的眼睛，引导我们转离黑暗，归向主你的光明。
Open our eyes so that we can turn from darkness to light.
恳求主你用你的慈爱、你的恩惠和你那永恒的盼望来充满我们的心。
Fill us, Lord, with the love, the grace, and hope from you.
我们这样祷告是奉复活得胜的主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
We pray all this in the resurrected Jesus' name. Amen.